with GreenPath, my representative actually sat down with me for 2 hours, you know, over the phone, and went through everything in my credit report. And I was like, wow, thank you so much for this. And she's like, oh, sure, don't worry about it. This is what we do. So it was very comforting. It definitely relaxed me a lot because, you know, you have that tension. And again, I had no idea that my relationship with money would improve from the year that I started to now. You know, it's getting better. It's a healing process. Oh, my God. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I still go crazy. But with GreenPath, I don't have to worry.
Welcome to Real Stories, Journeys of Financial Wellness. I'm your host, Chris DeLugazima. In today's episode, we feature a rare in-person interview. I traveled to Queens, New York to sit down with Nadine over lunch. Nadine retired before she originally anticipated to focus on caretaking for her husband. Once this responsibility was no longer in play, she pondered where to focus her energies. She eventually found herself on a healing journey that led her to GreenPath. As she works on paying down her debt, she also strives to improve her relationship with money. Let's hear from Nadine. Nadine, welcome to Real Stories. So glad you could join us today. So, as I start with all of my guests, before I get into the situation that brought you into and eventually as you're working towards getting out of debt, I want to take a step back. What was your experience with money growing up?
Oh, wow. Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate it. Money growing up. Fortunately, I was raised by my grandparents, so they were absolute savers. They were savers and also givers. So, you know, they didn't really teach me much about saving. They just expected me to be a saver because I grew up in that, you know, in that setting. So, I always wanted to be a millionaire, you know, but just didn't know how, you know. I had everything I wanted, you know, as a child growing up in the 60s. And, but I didn't always get what I wanted because I had to work for it. Yeah. So I had to, you know, I was definitely, a part of that era. But yeah, so growing up with money, I knew I had to save it and I knew I had to earn it, you know, so I couldn't just not do anything for it. You know, grandmothers and mothers and dads, they do the best they can with teaching us about money. But somehow a lot of my, as I became an adult, I didn't realize I had trauma. And oh God, you know, I didn't realize it until a couple of years ago and I'm way in my 60s. So being in this program and also being referred from the Black and Money Recovery Program is helping me to heal through the trauma that I didn't know I had, you know. So it's difficult, you know. It was tough, you know, growing up as an adult and going through the changes, because I do have a son and he's an adult now, and not knowing my relationship with money or even what that was, you know. It's tough, you know, when you have to, like, back in the, well, I should say I became a real adult when I was like maybe in my 20s and I was on my own and didn't have any children, but I always worked, grew up in the church and things of that nature. Everything had to be perfect. That was my trauma. And I also lost, you know, my mom had 2 children after me and I lost both siblings. And I didn't realize that that was a part of my trauma. So it's now that I'm in the healing process with going to different programs for healing, So as I went on, you know, got older and I didn't know what was happening and why I was having all these struggles and challenges with the money, and I'm working and I'm making pretty good money. And then, you know, eventually at my 24, 25, I had a child and still struggling and dealing with relationships and all that type of crazy stuff. Yeah, so it's tough. It was tough, you know, but now I have more clarity. I'm able to communicate with my money. I keep a spending plan. And I'm also dealing with my trauma, which is a lot. You know, I'm still trying to figure it out. You know, I know that I have like a grieving. I'm going through like a grieving process for years from that age, 7 to 8. Because when my brother and sister passed, they were, you know, one was a miscarriage, the other one was a problem with health issues or whatever. And, you know, it was just difficult for me. It's like through my childhood, I was the only child, just doing what was expected of me and not, and suppressing all of my feelings and emotions and just dealing with problems as is, you know, like, oh, okay, I'll just deal with that. And then it would go into my subconscious and it would just sit there for years. So dealing with money, you know, if I didn't, I always felt as though if I had money, I had to spend it, not knowing that I needed to save it. And I shouldn't say not knowing, but not really being aware. Being more aware, because my grandparents always had that little savings account until I graduated from high school, you know, so I don't remember what I did with it, but I was always promised a car, but of course I didn't get the car, but I've had cars, you know, throughout my years, but my grandparents gave me a loving, comfortable, non-toxic environment, and money, I really wasn't aware of. All I knew was that everything was fine. You know, I was safe. You know, I didn't have to worry about, you know, being evicted and all that type of stuff. But as I got older, yeah, I went through that. I went through that process, you know, not knowing, not being aware. And they did the best they could. My mom and my father, of course, they were going through whatever. They weren't going through divorce. It was separation. So that's a process that I had to deal with. As when I got older, because I didn't understand. I was always loving and kind, you know, grew up to provide service to others, but I didn't know how to provide service to myself, as far as money, as far as self-care, things of that nature. I mean, don't get it twisted. I would always, you know, do things to make myself feel better. But as you get older, as I got older, I realized how much self-care and all of those things in your life that mean a lot, like, you know, being healthy and being safe and all of those things and having abundance and things of that nature. Those are areas in your life. And there's 9 areas of your life. And please don't ask me to say what they are. But, you know, that's very important in your life to have. You know, I'm still going through a process, you know, where I am. But the thing is that by keeping my spending plan and having clarity and communicating with my money, even though the numbers may not always be what I want them to be, is making me more aware. It's saying, you know, I'm constantly, you know, having that great relationship with money that I didn't know. Our ancestors did the best they could. You know, and I, as a parent, did the best I could.
Could you tell me a little bit, as time progressed, how did your debt start to accumulate? Like, where did that come from?
Where did my debt come from? Credit cards. Credit cards, you know, when you're working, you know, your income, sometimes it's not enough because you got to pay expenses and stuff like that. So you need like a supplement. And like, you know, when you see that first credit card, and I think I probably was introduced to it maybe around my 20s, you know, when I really started working, or maybe even in my 30s. But yeah, that's when I started not really paying attention to the, you know, the interest rates and stuff like that. I just wanted to see what the balance was so I'll have enough, you know, to spend, you know, but not even realizing how much debt that caused, Like, you know, when I came onto GreenPath, I had 4 credit cards that I hadn't maxed out because, you know, I was paying on them so they would increase the amount. And I was like, wow, I'm doing good. Yeah. Man, when those things, when that maxed out, the amount that was, it was upgraded to, I was like, wait a minute, I'm into some real deep stuff here. But being in, you know, Black and Money Recovery and then moving on to GreenPath, I was able to get a solution.
So I was wondering, can you speak a little bit? So you were eventually referred to GreenPath by the Black and Money Recovery program. So maybe it's a 2-part question. How did you find that program? And then how did they frame what GreenPath was that led you eventually to look to us?
Black and Money Recovery, I was invited by a friend, another sing me. And, you know, now she is a fellow. We call them fellows because we're in fellowship. Yeah, so she invited me about, it's been over a year now. And, you know, we celebrate, you know, anniversaries and stuff like that. So that program is a spiritual program. So it's not just about finances. And this is where I discovered that not only is money energy, but it's the energy that relates to, you know, your whole being, you know, because we're energy. So, yeah. So after, you know, that was, let me see. Now, GreenPath was given to me by, I think it was Darlena McHenry, and she's a CEO of these of the Black and Money. So she, you know, they just put stuff in the chat while we're on, you know, for fellowship. And I said, I'm going to give them a try because she said, oh, they're great. They're free. And I was like, okay. So, you know, I said, oh, that'd be great. So, yeah. So it was just more than just being free once I started talking to the rep. And, you know, then, of course, they said, everybody knows us. You know, so don't worry about, you know, when you start making your payments, we just have to get them to accept it. And most of the time they will because they know us, that, you know, GreenPath is worldwide. So
what was your experience like if you think back to when you first reached out to GreenPath, thinking back to your initial phone call when you ended up speaking to a financial counselor? What was that like?
Wow, that was actually, it really shocked me because usually when you're dealing with other organizations, you know, you get some type of, you know, frustration, you know, or whatever, because they have so many people that they speak to. But GreenPath, the person that I spoke to, was just very comforting and just assuring me that everything was going to be okay. You know, because again, you know, I'm like, all right, I remember my consolidation days back in the day in the 80s and, well, I should say the 90s. You know, and consolidate, all they wanted was the money, you know, but with GreenPath, my representative actually sat down with me for 2 hours, you know, over the phone and went through everything in my credit report. And I was like, wow, thank you so much for this. And she's like, oh, sure. Don't worry about it. This is what we do. So it was very comforting. It definitely relaxed me a lot because, you know, you have that tension. And again, I had no idea that my relationship with money would improve from the year that I started to now. You know, it's getting better. It's a healing process. Oh my God. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I still go crazy, but with GreenPath, I don't have to worry. You know, they have the app as well. So I can always check and then I can put that into my spending plans to be more, to have more clarity about my money.
You know, you had heard about this program from a friend who had joined a little bit earlier. What was it like as you started the program? Was it similar to what your expectations were? Was it easier, harder? Like, what's been your experience in that first year?
Actually, it was not what I expected at all. You know, we go through what they have, the under-earners. So, you know, you have an hour of that and then you read literature. We have a serenity prayer. We have shares. We read literature. Or we have tools and symptoms of under-earning. And then they have the other program, which is also every day. And that's the Debt is Anonymous. And this is a worldwide issue. But we are allowed as a group to have things based on your culture, your gender, whatever. They have a whole lot of groups that relate to different things that people go through or that people are experiencing. Yeah, so we do that every day. But it's almost like it was mind-blowing to me because I had never experienced that. You know, and I had no idea that money had to do with spirituality, you know, and it really was eye-opening to me. I mean, I was just blown away. And after a while, you know, then you are also given the chance to provide service by sharing and by reading the literature and by outreaching. So, you know, it's based on the Alcoholics Anonymous concept, but it's for under-earners and debtors. So it really, and they even have a world service annually, which they allow, you know, they have representatives and then they have people in different parts of the world every year. So it's really, really inspiring and impactful.
And when you had started on the debt management program with GreenPath, what was that like as you, you know, you had heard about it a little bit before when you started to make payments and kind of, I know it's not an overnight thing as far as the debts getting on payment arrangements and things like that. What was that experience like compared to what you expected?
Well, you know, I knew that, you know, once the representative told me what my monthly payment would be, I was like, oh my God, this is going to take forever. But now I realize now that I really don't have that long and my credit score goes up. My credit score has increased because they keep you, you know, they email you every so often. I mean, quite often. They keep you in, I'm going to say, in alignment with, you know, making sure that you know what's going on with your credit, with your payment history, things of that nature. And they also have another organization called SELF. You know, that then you have to go to them and then they tell you to save. You know, you open up a CD and the whole nine. And so that I'm saving money that I can't touch until a certain period of time. But I think it's like 2 years or something like that. So, and they keep you abreast. So these organizations, GreenPath, SELF, SCORE, they all work together to help you improve not only your credit, but just improve your energy level of, you know, I'm no longer frustrated. I mean, sometimes I do, but I don't, it's not about money all the time, you know, but yeah. So yeah, GreenPath is awesome. You can reach out to them anytime. They also have the app where you can keep track of, you know, how much you owe, you know, cause I said I owe like $3,000, $4,000. And now it's like down to like, I think maybe less than 1,000 or maybe less than 2,000. So it's really an accomplishment for me. It's something that, you know, they just alert you when that payment's going to come out and you're like, yes, just have enough in your, you know, sufficient funds and stuff like that. So I'm, you know, still juggling and still not even struggling. It's still challenging. But the fact that I don't have to worry about those credit cards and that one day I'll be debt free. And I don't think I'll ever get another credit card again. I say that now, but I'm able to look and see and have more clarity about secured credit cards.
So my next question, I think I know the first part of this, which the question is like, what support, if any, and I'm not talking about financial, but just other types of support have you received from others during your debt repayment journey? And I know the program that you're in is certainly a huge part of that. So I want to like spin that off a little bit. Like what are some other areas of support? Like, do you have friends or family that are aware of your journey? And like, what role have they played in this?
Actually they do. But, you know, it's hard to, you know, I explain it to them. And actually, you know, with my son and my daughter-in-law and some family members, I'm like, you need to join, you know, because this is something. But some people, you know, you can't force them. But of course, they're happy for me that I found a program that is helpful. And about that's about as far as it goes, you know. But other programs that I have joined as an extension of, you know, well, first with GreenPath, I know it's SELF. And also I heard about SCORE. SCORE has mentors. And then I opened up my own business. It's a small business, but that's something. And I have a business degree. So I never opened up my own business before. Always had ideas, but these ideas are, you know, it's not what I expected because, you know, you don't really know how creative you are until you start doing stuff. And I'm like, wow. You know, so, yeah. And then also I'm in other healing programs like ACA, which is the Adult Children, Anonymous and Dysfunctional Families. And, you know, whew, it's tough listening to other people's stories because I, For one, I'm learning that I am a healer, but I got to heal. During the process of healing, I can help others heal. And I've been doing that all my life and never even knew it. But so I'm having more clarity about myself, self-discovery, learning who I really am and why I'm here. At least part of why I'm here, because I realize that it's not just one purpose why you're here in this life. So just going through so much, even prior to joining these programs, I was already on a semi-path. But I tell you, the journey has been amazing. It really, really has. And I'm happy that I'm, you know, still going through it and healing.
We were talking earlier. So right now, as you said, you started a small business. You're on a full-time basis, at least, in retirement. So I just want to rewind back a little bit. Can you share a little bit about that transition to retirement? What was that like? How did it affect your finances? What sort of decisions did you make leading up to that?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that question, Chris. First of all, I had early retirement, so I hadn't planned on retiring. It wasn't planned. I had planned on retiring at 62, and I was like, oh my God, I got like 50,000 years, you know, but still, it was only like about maybe 6 or 7 years that I had, or maybe more. But in any event, I had a sick, you know, spouse, and I decided that, you know, after all of the drama and the trauma and the challenges of that, I decided to retire early. So I did. And once I retired, I became a caregiver. Well, I was already a caregiver and working. You know, it just was very stressful. So after a while, you know, he was placed in, unfortunately, a nursing home, but we still were keeping touch and whatever. And then I was like, okay, now what? What are you going to do, Nadine? Like, now you are free to basically do what you need to do. What are you going to do? So I like to read, and I watch a lot of YouTube, but had no idea of what my plan was. So I just, you know, just kept watching a lot of Lifetime and YouTube for a while. And then I was like, wait a minute, I got to be doing other things. I want to travel. I want to do X, Y, Z. Okay, so then that's when it was just like an endless thing for at least, because I've been retired, it'll be almost 8 years. It just went on from there. I just joined other groups. I had joined so many groups, I became overwhelmed. So that's when I learned that, you know, I had to create boundaries, you know, because me, I'm a multitasker. And, you know, it's easy for me to do it. Then after a while, at the end of the night, you're like, oh my God, I'm on the Zoom all day.
So just kind of finding that balance that you had almost initially, in a sense, too much free time. And then it just completely, the whole thing sucked you in. So you're empowering yourself so much. You're almost weakened by empowerment, I guess, in some senses. So as you think ahead, what are some of your upcoming financial goals, even some of your long-term dreams when it comes to your money?
Wow. Well, I definitely want to make an impact on others. But I've learned to serve myself first. So I would say I've written a vision goal statement, a couple of them, you know, and I'm also doing shadow work. Shadow work is dealing with the suppressions of my emotions. So there's different types like fear and stuff like that. But I want to, you know, how I'm making an impact. Well, I'm a good listener. So I listen to people, you know, I listen to others share and stuff like that. But the bracelets that I make are not just bracelets to me. They are healing, you know, because whatever resonates with that person, I hope that it can provide them good energy. Also, I want to write a book about my experience as a child, my childhood trauma. I also want to do voiceover. You know, I just like making people feel joy and love and stuff like that. I was just listening. I listen to a lot of affirmations, especially for Black women. It's important that I connect with my culture because I think that's important for anybody to connect with their culture. Every culture is different, but it's so empowering, you know, as a woman to listen to another woman, even if they're not Black, but just another woman being empowered by, you know, sharing that empowerment. because I listen to all types of affirmations. I mean, I love people, period, you know, but it's also important to love who you are as a person.
What I love about what you just shared is while you, I imagine, would need some amount of financial flexibility to be in a space to do those things, they're not exactly things that are that require sums and sums of money to achieve. You know, it's just really focusing on where your goals are that don't require necessarily a ton of savings and things. Not that obviously you're working to that point, but just it gives you some flexibility depending on how things play out.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. And what I noticed too is that when you do set things in motion, like set goals and visions, and you affirm what you need, things will come to you, you know. So yeah, but if you have things in motion already, it's definitely going to increase to a magnificent amount, and you'll have that joy and love and peace and harmony in your life, and you won't have to worry.
What inspired you to share your story with others, with our listeners today?
I just love sharing. That's a part of my nature. I have been brought here to serve, but I needed to serve myself first. I've been serving for a very long time. You know, I grew up from that, you know, from that environment, you know, being in the church, you know, we were taught to volunteer. But when you're a child, you don't really know what you're doing. You're just going by what your parents tell you. But then as I grew, I realized that that was a part of one of my purposes, is to, you know, to share what I have inside me with others, and that would help me heal.
So related to that, you know, we live in a culture where conversations about money is often taboo. You alluded to that even with your family, of how as open as you are through your supportive groups, it's a different situation with that a little bit. What are your thoughts about the implications of that?
Well, it's tough. It's tough. You know, families growing up, you know, I realized that they were, you know, definitely going through the process of making sure we had our basic needs. And I'm not saying they didn't have time to teach us, but I remember when my grandmother had gotten sick, you know, I was way up in my 40s or 50s, and she had dementia. So we were taking care of her, and she, you know, I had to handle all her money. So, you know, I was like, oh, God, you know, I was scared to death. It was like, you know, I'm the only child from my mom. So she started fussing at me one time. I think she asked me to count it or something. You know, they're very, you know, particular. So she was like, no, you don't know how to, you don't know how to count. I was like, what you talking about, mom? But she wanted the envelope, like, you know, you put each thing like in the right denomination and stuff like that. So I was still learning about money even then, you know, but I hear other stories, and some of them are really tragic that, you know, but it's all like one, like none of us are really taught about money, because the financial education part is not something that is a given. You know, we have to pretty much learn on our own.
So thinking back to yourself, if you could travel back in time and meet your younger self, what advice, specifically about money, what advice would you give your younger self?
That's a good question. Well, I know that I would just tell myself I'm doing the best I can. I wish I could have saved more money, you know, so that I could be that millionaire. But then I realized that it takes more than just the savings part, or putting away that nest egg, that emergency fund, that prudent reserve or CD, or, you know, paying down on your debts. It's about really feeling good about yourself inside in order to have that positive energy that'll affect the things outside of you. It's a long history about that, but it's a lot that's involved. You know, it's a spiritual connection between yourself and between money. And I would just, you know, first of all, I think about if I had a lot of money, I would definitely, you know, want to donate to a lot of the causes, especially in my culture and other cultures, because a lot of the, sometimes I get so many things at home of like, oh, I can't afford that. I can't afford that. And it's only like, you know, I do donate, but it's not like, you know, it's a lot of them that they're homeless. And those are some of the causes that I, you know, because I've been through that. You know, I've been through that. So I would just tell myself, how would it, I don't know, that I would just do the best I can and it would just be different. I always visualize myself as being in a different, well, I'm definitely in a different mindset, but just see myself doing something other than what I'm doing now, something more impactful, something that would make a difference.
And I guess a similar question, but if we just make it more broad, if we eliminate the possibility of referring someone to GreenPath or the empowerment program that you're in, what advice might you have for someone else who's experiencing financial stress?
I would say first do a budget, which, and we don't even call it budget. We call it spending plan. Spending plan makes it more clear. You know when you are writing down the categories like rent or your shelter expenses, your expenses versus your fixed, you know, expenses and things of that nature, you'll have a clearer communication, like what you actually spend and what you're actually saving, and you can compare the two. Well, wait a minute, I'm getting this much income and I'm, you know, spending this amount on my bills or extra expenses. And now how much do I have left? So you actually get clear about that money. Because remember, we're energy, money is in energy. So we do have control over how we spend it and how we get it.
As you look ahead, as we wrap up here, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
This has been a great, great opportunity. I really love doing this interview with you, Chris. It's been a great experience. I just, you know, for all the listeners out there, I just get clear with your money and, you know, and do the work, do the inner work, learn about who you are and what you're doing on the outside. And when you compare the two, you can say, ah, now I have clarity. You know, just know who you are, is you're the powerful being that your higher power has created, and that money is not the root of all evil. Money is not a negative type of thing. It's positive. But, you know, you have to do the work in order to know, work through that trauma, work through all of that, so that you can get that great communication with your finances.
Well, Nadine, I thank you so much for sharing your story, for imparting your wisdom, and I wish you the best of luck as you continue on your journey, not just getting out of debt through the program with us, but just in the rest of your financial goals and just your goals in general.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. That means so much to me. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Chris and GreenPath.
Well, that concludes today's episode. Special thanks to Hero, whose music will play us out. I hope that each of you enjoy your journey of financial wellness as much as your destination.
Welcome back, Hero.